Ever know something before it happens? Or get a chill when someone lies? Maybe you hear a name in your head out of nowhere and it ends up mattering. These aren't coincidences. They are your intuitive senses, your clairs, as I call them, tuning in. But most people have no idea which ones they're using or how to develop them. In today's episode, I'll break down clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and a few others that you might not know about. If you ever wondered, am I intuitive? The answer is yes. Let's figure out how. I want to welcome you here to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books. Actually, I've finished number 9. So 9 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, the Out-of-Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared how to create a bedroom that truly invites love. And the 9th one, everybody, is Soulful Connections. And I'll give you more information when it's going to be published. All right. You know, I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others remember who they really are through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life, the fun stuff. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Yes, I did mention Soulful Connections. The book is done. Done, done, done. And I even have a wonderful foreword from a wonderful person who wrote it for me. But I can't give you any details until I get information from the publisher. You know, exciting times. I am looking forward to all of it. I'm looking forward to releasing Soulful Connections to the world. It is the foundation, really, of everything that I do, and it is the foundation of Out-of-Body Ecstasy, because the soul connections came before the out-of-body sex. So I'll give you guys more when I know more. Okay, so let's move on to the card of the week. Now, it doesn't matter if you listen to this card of the week today or 5 years from now. This card is for you for the week. Now, I got to move a cat. I've got 12 of them. This one is Xena, the warrior princess, and she normally shows up to podcasts, Zoom meetings, readings, any of my classes I'm taking for my PhD. If I'm in class, she's there. She is an attention hog, I do believe. But let's move her, shall we? All right, so let me find a deck. And I just love this deck. Here we go. Guides of the Hidden Realms. I've been using this quite frequently. And I love it. I just love the deck. It is by Colette Baron Reed. You should see a link if you'd like to check out the deck below in the show's notes. So let us see what this week is going to bring for everybody. The overview. Can't believe it's June already. Oh my God. Here in Ohio, the high today is 77. Tomorrow, I think it's 85. Then it goes to 87. And then it plummets back down to the high 60s. Never a dull moment here in Akron, Ohio. All right. Let's spread these cards out a bit. And I've got, letting go of stories. This is all about surrendering attachments, releasing unconscious patterns. And, you know, we all have stories that we tell ourselves. Tell ourselves on how we should behave and what we should do and who we should connect with. And usually they're worn-out stories. They really are. They're worn-out stories from childhood. That's when we first develop our stories about selves. Okay, it's when we're around our families and our friends during elementary and middle school and high school. And that sticks with you. your entire effing life, unless you realize it's still there. My story's changed a lot of times since high school. I'm definitely not the same person I was back then. Which is good, because I, like most high school kids, I told myself horrible stories about me. And throughout the years and all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through, the divorce, the foreclosure, the bus driving, the end of bus driving, the move to Akron from Worcester and Shreve, there's been a lot of different things. Friends have come, friends have gone. And each time something shifts in my life, I try to create myself a new story. And I try to have it be as positive as humanly possible without being all, I don't know, flowery, because I am not a flowery word person at all. So before a story, I might have said would be, oh, you know, I'm not an author. I can't create anything. Whatever I write, nobody's going to want. I should just, you know, chuck it up and go work for somebody else. That might have been something I told myself, oh, I don't know when, probably, I guess, in my 30s. And then I thought, you know, the hell with that. I can write. People will listen to what I have to say. It is interesting. And I like to think I have some knowledge. See, right there. I did it again. I said some knowledge. That's a story I tell myself. I don't have some knowledge. I have a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of knowledge on mystical, magical, and wonderful things, especially soul connections, especially energy six, especially the mind-body, mind-body health, mind-body wellness, menopause, perimenopause. I've got a long list of things I have a lot of knowledge on. So that worn-out story, I have some knowledge, is bullshit. Okay, claim it right there. So I want you all to create a new story, a new positive story of who you really are, not the somebody that another person created, another person told you you were or were not. This is you. And the only person that cares about your life as much as you do is you. All right? So create a new story. Okay, let's move on, shall we? The mystical item of the week. Oh, one of my favorite things in the whole world. Amethyst clusters. Love, love, love amethyst. Amethyst is a crown chakra amplifier and third eye activator, perfect for enhancing clairvoyance, dreams, and psychic development. I have two huge clusters in my bedroom. I should probably remove one of them because I have a very, very active dream life, dream visits. I visit a lot of people when I'm supposed to be sound asleep and getting some good Z's, but I have fun in my dreams. So, what else can we have fun with? Let's talk about the clair, shall we? Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and beyond. Now, when we're talking about the clairs, we're talking about your intuitive senses, how your soul receives information beyond the physical world. The word clair comes from the French word clear. So each clair is a type of clear perception. Okay, each clair is a type of clear perception, yes. Clairvoyance means clear seeing. This might look like symbols, colors, scenes, or even full visions in your mind's eye. If you've ever seen a future event in a dream or had a flash of something before it happened, that's clairvoyance at work. Clairaudience is clear hearing. It could be a voice in your head that doesn't sound like your own, or it can sound like your own, just telling you. A random name, or maybe a word dropping in, or songs, or tones when nobody else hears it, right? This isn't your imagination. It's a perception from your spirit, your higher self, or a soul connection. Clairsentience is clear feeling. This shows up as a gut reaction, energy chills, body aches around certain people, or emotionally absorbing the energy in the room. So those who are energy sensitive, it can be confused with being an empath, but it's deeper than that. Okay, empath absorbs feelings, absorbs energy, absorbs emotions, and doesn't feel anything beyond the absorption. All right, The clear feeling is you feel beyond the absorbing. You can feel where their happiness, their pain, their fear, their suffering, wherever it is, where it came from. Okay, you have a knowing, a sense, a nudge, if you will. And we have claircognizance, and this is a clear knowing. You know, people say, I don't know how I know, I just know feeling. It can be an instant, logical sounding, or even a download in a full block of insight. It can happen like that. Minding your own business, say if you make a left-hand turn, which you were going to do, you just know an instant that there's going to be an accident you're going to get into, so you make a right, or you go straight. And sure than shit, you hear later on in the news, there was an accident on that road. You just know, okay? And here's a couple of lesser-known clairs. We have clairaudience. It's clear smelling. Like when you smell your grandmother's perfume out of nowhere, or the scent of roses during a meditation. And this could be somebody visiting you, a spirit from beyond. Clairgustience. This is clear tasting, and it often shows up in mediumship. You might taste chocolate when tuning into a loved one who loves sweets, or suddenly taste metal when sensing something intense. Okay, most people have more than one clair, but usually one will show up the strongest, or it could be first. The key is noticing what comes naturally to you. All right, so how do you spot your intuitive sweet spot? You ask yourself, do I get images or visions in my head, like a mental movie? Okay, then you probably are clairvoyant. I can check that box. Do you often hear words, music, or names in your mind, or have a super strong inner voice? Then you might be clairaudient. I can check that box. Do I feel others' people's emotions, even when they don't say a word? That's a calling card of a clairsentient. I can check that box. Do I just know things, like the answer to someone's question is already there before they ask? Hello, claircognizant. Check that box. I can check all the boxes. I could check all the clairs, but really, guys, I'm 58, and I've been working with my intuitive self since I was in single digits. So that's why I check all the boxes. That's why I can do all of it. If you only check one box right now, don't worry. There are other boxes you can check. You have to lean into it. You have to learn more. All right. So here's a quick reflection exercise. When someone walks in a room, what happens first? Do you see something in your mind's eye? Do you feel a shift in your body or mood? Do you hear a word or sentence pop in? Or just know whether to trust them or not? Now, you might find yourself answering yes to more than one, and that's completely normal, but notice which one feels the most familiar or the strongest right now. That's your dominant clair at the moment, or this moment in your journey. So your intuition isn't just a gift. We all have it, but it's a skill to be developed, okay? We are all intuitive. We can all trust our gut responses, so to speak. But to dive deeper, to wake all of them up, to wake all of the gifts up, it's a skill, and you got to practice, okay? We can all lift weights. How much weight can we lift to begin with? Pretty little. I wouldn't count on me lifting hardly anything, but with practice, I'll lift a hell of a lot more. Same here with the clairs. Okay? So let's go over a few ways to tune in and build your intuitive muscles. So clairvoyance, the clear seeing. Try visualization meditations. Focus on a candle flame for a few minutes, then close your eyes and try to visualize it or imagine it in your third eye. You can also keep a dream journal. The more you connect to your internal imagery, the stronger it gets. Now, I do know that there are some people in this world that cannot imagine a picture in their mind's eye. They cannot visualize. All right. And I know there's plenty of them. Well, no, I should say plenty. In my whole life, I've met two. Okay. But they can't do that. They can't clear see. So that's not one of their clairs, right? They have different clairs. So for clairaudience, the clear hearing part, practice listening in silence. Sit quietly and pay attention. What do you hear in the stillness? It might start with some ambient sounds, but eventually you'll notice thoughts that don't sound like yours or words that feel sent to you. Now for clairsentience, the clear feeling. Start with a body journal. Write down where and when you feel physical sensations or mood shifts around people, places, or decisions. Your body is always reading energy before your mind does. All right, energy is always the first thing because our energy is boundaryless, and energy hits before the body hits. Does that make sense? Then we have clear cognizance, which is the clear knowing. Keep a knowing journal, okay, or keep a knowing log, whatever you want to call it. Jot down flashes of insight or gut feelings. Later on, check back to see how they were accurate. You'll be surprised how much you've known without, and I put this in quotes, proof. And remember this, the clairs aren't for the chosen few. They are part of your natural wiring, your soul's sensory system. The more you listen, the louder they get. The more you practice, the stronger they become. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep this to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, please stop over to the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And to let you know, there is a free version. I uploaded the journal for the month of June up. Free and paid members do get that journal. That's up there if you'd like to check it out. Obviously, the paid members, it's $25 a month, get a lot more than the free members do. Okay, so I would love for you just to come and check us out, please. And if you've walked the physical path and you'd love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive, healer, or just somebody with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. I'm currently looking for guests. The link is below in the show's notes. And while if you stop by Out-of-Body Ecstasy, and I really hope you do, don't forget to sign up for the weekly newsletter for more tips. While you're at Out-of-Body Ecstasy, you can also book a private reading or soul session with me at any time. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection on your path. And until next time, guys, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.